us. Lichashivisa. Arfu Shleima. Shafti Dovid Ben. Fegaliba. Sech Shocha de Yisrael.
Amen.
The Chavetz Chaim says when you say Arfu Shleima, someone should always say Sech Shocha de Yisrael, so you have more Zechusim included in the Tefillah. Good. Okay, so last week we began discussing the chashivas of making brachas and the kavana one has to have before they make a bracha. They have to have hakara in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then they're able to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for what he gave you. And we also spoke about being careful not to make bracha levatalis, for sure not saying the name of Hashem for nothing, but even if you say a bracha for no need, it could be a question of a Shem Shemayim Levatala, at least on the Drabbanan level. That's why it's important that we learn the halachas of bracha, is to make sure we give the right praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we make brachas when they're supposed to be made and not when they're not supposed to be made. Today I would like to begin discussing fruits and vegetables. Now, on Peiris HaIlon, fruit that grow on a tree, we make a bayir pri, hoetz. The fruit that grow on the ground is a bayir pri adama. Why is there a separate bracha? So the Mishmur brings down that there's a chashivas, there's a specific chashivas to a fruit that grows on a tree over a fruit that grows on the ground. And for that extra chashivas, we need to specify our gratitude to the Rabbi Shalom that he created a tree with a fruit on a tree. So what grows on a tree? Now, what defines something as a tree? What is the halachic definition of a tree? So the Gemara tells us a plant whose trunk, the bark, the trunk of the tree, remains alive and produces fruit year after year. That's a tree that its fruit is bayir pri hoetz. Therefore, an apple tree, an orange tree, apples, oranges, grapefruits, all that, the tree remains from year to year, and the tree itself produces fruits year after year, the same tree. So on all those fruits is bayir pri hoetz. Let's say you have something like strawberries. Strawberries grow on a shoot, and there's like a root, and out of the root comes out something, a piece of wood, and then the strawberries attach to that wood. The root of the root remains alive, but the part above the root, above the ground, dies each winter.
Like a pineapple.
Regrows again. Therefore, it's a bayir pri ha'adama. Yeah. Now, what's it? If I don't get to it, then let's try to go in order so we don't get confused. Now, that's a strawberry. Now, what's interesting is something could be considered a tree even though it doesn't look like a tree. For example, blueberries. Blueberries is a bush which survives the winters and produces year after year. That's considered a tree. And a blueberry will be bayir pri hoetz, even though it's a very thin trunk, very thin middle piece. But since it remains year after year and produces the tree itself, the bush itself, it's a bayir pri hoetz. Then we have trees that we would call a tree because it looks like a tree, but yet in halacha it's a bayir pri ha'adama. For example, a banana tree. The banana tree looks like a tree, but it falls down. After the year, it dies. Its trunk, the trunk produces once and then dies. A pineapple. So that's why in a banana we would make a bayir pri ha'adama. So far we have apples, oranges, grapefruits. Those are all bayir pri hoetz. Strawberries is a bayir pri ha'adama. Blueberries is a bayir pri hoetz. Banana is a bayir pri ha'adama. Now you can have a bush, a vine, a bush we discussed, let's say blueberries, a vine, like grapes, a grapevine, or a cactus, like there's a fruit called a sabra, it's called in English cactus, sabra, no, it's a different type of bush. That grows is like these all have a din of a tree, which is bayir pri hoetz, even though it doesn't look like what you would assume is a tree.
What, is there year round?
Right, because it remains year round and it itself keeps on producing each year from the same thing and produces the fruit. However, there are questionable fruits such as papaya, raspberry, And
raspberries don't grow like strawberries?
So raspberries don't grow. Raspberry actually, from the way I understand raspberry, there's a root, and then from the root comes a wood, and no fruit comes out of that wood until next year. Next year that wood gives off a fruit, a raspberry, and then new branches grow, and then the next year it gives off. It's because in halacha it's a question of whether it's the din of a tree or not. Papaya also. Therefore, we make a bayi pri adama because it's a question what bracha to make.
Adama covers
the eight. What?
Adama covers the eight.
The what?
The adama covers the eight.
That's right.
What if you have like a smoothie of raspberries?
Okay, we're gonna get to mixtures first. First we gotta learn what each thing is brachas by itself. Then we can get to mixtures and all different types of mixtures. Okay. And smoothies we'll get to also. Bidi Eved. Okay, that's a good question, which hopefully I'll get to soon. Bidi Eved. Let's say someone has a fruit that you're supposed to make a Bari Priya Eitz on. And instead I made a Bari Priya Adama, I'm Yaitza. But if I have a fruit that's supposed to be Bari Priya Adama, and I made a Bari Priya Eitz on it, then I'm not Yaitza. Why? How do I remember that? Because every tree grows from the Adama. Begins off in the ground, then it grows into a tree. So included in the tree is Adama. So if on a fruit of a tree I made a Bari Priya Adama, I was Yaitza B'Dievet. I didn't give HaKadosh Baruch Hu that specific praise for the chashivas of the fruit on tree, but I was Yaitza. Now, there's a few conditions over here in order for me to be able to make the bracha bayrik pri, whether it's a eitz or hadama. When does it deserve that pri? When do I say pri? It has to be when it's eaten as its chashivas. It has to be eaten the way it's normally eaten. So you have certain produce which is eaten only raw. You have certain produce which is eaten only cooked. Then you have produce that's eaten raw and cooked. When you eat that produce the way it's normally eaten, then it receives its bracha. And if you eat it not in its normal way, then it gets a shakel. For example, raw onions. So Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva that since it's not normal to eat raw onions, listen first and then the onions. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that since it's not normal to eat raw onions, so on a raw onion you'll make a shakel. On if someone eats cooked onions or when they fried onions, so then that would be, then you'll make the Bari Priya Adama. Now, if whether this mitzvah has changed or not, I don't know if you ever bite into an onion like you bite into an apple.
Salad, every salad.
Say that in a salad, it's not called eating it plain. You don't eat raw
then
onions plain.
You
mix it in.
Sure.
What? Ramesh grew up in Europe. Ramesh writes that in Europe people did not eat. Okay, it could be in Russia they did, but Ramesh writes that in Europe they didn't. No, seriously, in Russia it could be they did eat. Okay, but let's not get caught up with the examples. We'll have to just give you the rules and then you'll have to apply it. So but let's say you have apples. Apples people eat raw, people eat baked apples. It's normal to eat a baked apple. So on both you'll make hoeds. Lettuce, radish, cucumbers. My assumption is that people eat this raw and not cooked. So if you did cook your cucumber, then it will be a shakel. Or if you cooked your lettuce, it will be a shakel. Tomatoes are eaten raw, cooked, pickled. So again, the second rule, the first rule we learned over here is that if it has a din of a tree, then it's an eitz. If it's not a tree, it's a adama. Second rule we learned over here is that it has to be eaten in its normal way that it's eaten. Okay? The third rule that we're going to come to now is, if I take this fruit or vegetable and I mash it or I ground it or I blend it or I puree it, right. Thank you. So then does it remain with its chashivas that's still bayrik pri or not? So the din is that if I did something to it, then it no longer retains either its original texture or form or appearance, right? If I would show it to someone else, they would not be able to figure out what this is. For example, if I would take apricot jelly or strawberry jelly and I show it to you, you have no clue that this was a strawberry. totally a whole different texture. So if someone decided to eat a spoonful of strawberry jelly, it will be shakel because it no longer retains its original texture and look. If this piece is inside it, and then it still retains its connection to the original fruit, and then it will remain with the original bracha. Okay? So therefore, if I had plain jelly without any pieces inside it, so it doesn't have the physical form of the fruit, the appearance of the original form is not there, therefore, okay. I'll tell you an interesting example. Let's say I have instant potatoes. Right? You have one of those instant potato mixes. So now, how did they make it? You took the potato, they dehydrated, they dried it out till it was dry, and then they ground it into a powder. And you buy it, there's a powder. That powder has no resemblance of a potato. If I take a potato, a cooked potato, and I mash it, that's a bari pri adama. Mashed potatoes are adama. It's the same potato. Instead of being like this, it's like that. But if I go ahead and I turn it into a powder, it's a whole different texture. There's no shakel. So therefore, it will be, if you would eat that powder, it would be shakel. Now I go ahead and I add water to it. So I brought it back. Now it looks like mashed potatoes. What's the din? So right paiskim hold, that's adama. Because right now it looks like a potato. There are paiskim that say no. Once it lost its chashivas, it remains lost. But most paiskim hold, then now it's a bari pri adama. If I have a potato chip is bari pri adama because it's just sliced potatoes. The way the potato is, it's sliced, just fried. And it's a normal way to eat it. Even if it's rippled. But it's that's the way the potato was sliced. It's a good question, but that's the way it was sliced. So Pringles is right ground up and it's just glued together, however they do it. But that's not the potato itself. Mushroom popcorn. Popcorn, Ramesha writes, is the corn itself just puffed, blown up. So it's still the same corn, it didn't lose its being corn. How about the potato corn? I'm going to get to your example in a minute. Adama, yeah. Mashal said that. At least in Torah Vayroi, right there.
So that's the way the Rav would say that.
I personally would say that, but if someone would make shakel, because that's what their minig was always, there are places in the whole of
shakel. Someone doesn't know the minig is what I'm saying.
Adama, right.
What's Pringles?
Pringles is they ground up, it's like the powder of the potato, and then they make something out of it. I'll give you an example, potato kugel, shakel. Shakel, Pringles would be shakel. Potato kugel, listen to potato kugel. Potato kugel, there's two ways to make potato kugel. Either they shred it, so it's little pieces of potato, or they blend it until it's mamsha, a mush, a powder. So if it's shredded, then it's bari pri adama because there are pieces of potato over there. But if it's blended, then already many places can hold that potato kugel will be shakel. There are those that hold it still adama because still it appears to be like a potato, but there are places that hold that's bari pri adama.
You don't know you should make the shakel.
What's a more common
type of potato kugel? Shredded, I think.
Some people that make shakel on potatoes, period.
Yeah. Yeah, there are. You do?
Yeah.
Chabad. Sans, right. The sans are right. Oh, yeah? I'm sure Rob said it's an ankle. Well, I've been looking one for a long time. Wow.
He accepts cash.
The mamish can make a kiddush on schnapps.
Shabbos. Remember?
He's a rupture ankle, and rupture as you do. They had wine on the table, and still you made on Shabbos. So whatever his cheshen was, if you're a rupture, so you can do it.
Lubavitch
only on vodka. No, I don't know. What, Lubavitch? So what brother do you make on potatoes? So what brother make on potatoes?
Ask him, he knows about Lubavitch.
They went to Kfar Chabad 5 times.
Okay, let's just finish up. It's an applesauce. Yeah? It's an applesauce. Applesauce, it's got issues. We'll discuss separately why they make shakel. But, that's a dumb, right. That's for sure a dumb. The question is if it's blended, right. Okay. I think shakel, but there are those that hold adama. Therefore, if you've been doing that until now, you should be listening. Okay, applesauce would depend if there's pieces of apple in the applesauce or not. If there's no pieces of apple in there, then it's mam shakel. It's a whole different texture. It's like that jelly. It's a whole different. It doesn't appear to be like the apple But there's still pieces of apple in there, then it'll be Bari P.O. 8.
What size piece?
Any. Any pieces. Pieces.
You can see that it's
an apple? Yeah, they see it's apple, yeah. So now peanut butter is interesting. Let's say I want a spoonful of peanut. Come on, you never had a spoonful.
Besides that, I'm allergic to peanuts.
Oh, sorry.
And you still have
you had
it.
No,
I haven't had it before.
I watched you have it up.
Yeah, and then he takes himself with a pen.
Right after he was told he had allergic.
Okay.
Takes it those jogging. And then
he takes it. Okay, so peanut butter. So if it's smoothie, if it's chunky, so what's the question about chunky? So you would say it's a dunk. But the problem is that the peanut butter was made first and
so
just like smooth. Then they add in afterwards. So, that's the question by chunky. If since they eat it in afterwards, again, similar to that need that we had by the instant potatoes. Okay, Lamai suppose can say hadama because there are pieces. How about the smooth peanut butter? So over here they say a very interesting chiddush that the smooth peanut butter is made from peanuts. They have these fields which grow peanuts just for the sake of making peanut butter, and it's a big industry. Peanut butter is big. There are factories and stores that sell a lot of peanut butter. So there are those that want to make chadish, that since it's grown to make a peanut butter, this is how you eat the fruit of a peanut. And therefore it would be also hadama. So it's also a chadish.
So
what about
all the other things?
Like what?
Chop a can of oranges. They're grown for the
oranges. Juice. Okay, so we're going to discuss juice separately. Good question.
Applesauce is made in a field just from apples.
No, it's not.
So they say by peanut butter, I didn't see by apples.
So he's the bad one. So.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Can we go a little? No, orange juice, we're going to...
Questions after.
Okay, can we go do one more step?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say, what bracha do you make on seeds? Seeds. Let's say sunflower seeds. Sunflower seeds. Sunflower seeds. One second, sunflower seeds, watermelon seeds, and pumpkin seeds. Let's discuss all those three. Sunflower seeds, let's analyze the picture. You have a sunflower, and it grows seeds on it. What's the fruit of the sunflower?
The seeds.
The seeds is the fruit. So therefore, the fruit of the sunflower is going to be hadama.
Yes.
Okay. Let's move on to watermelon seeds or pumpkin seeds. Watermelon seeds is not the ikar of the fruit. What is the ikar of the fruit? The fruit.
Melon.
The melon.
So
you
need special watermelons for watermelons.
Oh.
That's for sure. Not the ones you buy in the...
Oh, one second. So here we have another rule. That if I have a fruit or a vegetable, and there's two parts to it, there's the ikar part and the secondary part. The Bari Priya 8 is made on the... Or the Bari Priya Adam is on the ikar, and the other part goes down one level. If it's an 8, it goes down to Adama. If it's Adama, it goes down to Shaka. So according to this rule, I would say that on the seeds of the watermelon or the seeds of the pumpkin, it should go down one level from Hadama to Shako. However, as the Svarada has mentioned, since the watermelons and the pumpkins that they use to make the pumpkin seeds or the watermelon seeds are grown specifically for this, and if you would open up those, you'll see that there's more seeds than fruit in those. So then we consider that the ikar fruit of those types of watermelons, because they grow in a way that grows with a lot of seeds. The ones they buy to eat don't have seeds or have
seedless.
Right, either seedless or they have small amount of seeds. These have a lot of seeds. So over here, so come out halacha lemaisa, if I buy my watermelon seeds or pumpkin seeds in the store, so they're being made from these watermelons, so then it's hadama. But if I would at home decide to take the seeds that I have in my watermelon and make watermelon seeds, I'm going to dry them out and put salt on them and roast it, whatever they do, then on that you're going to make a shako. Okay? So we learned a few rules tonight. Mirat Shem will go them over next week and go weiter into juices and smoothies and things like
yogurt.
That.
What's the rule of passing by smooth peanut butter?